Welcome to another episode of Drivers, Sports and Leisure Research Group's podcast highlighting the latest trends in the golf industry and profiling the individuals setting them. I'm David Klein, along with John Last. And John, before we get to our guest today, let's talk about the golf industry's renaissance as of late and the resulting transformation in how golf facilities best meet the needs of an evolving customer base. In this environment, John, I would argue that facility operators need to be even more acutely attuned to the training and development of their staff. And our guest today has been definitely on top of that trend. John, what are your thoughts and who do we have joining us on the first tee?
Thanks, David. Well, as you know, in our recently released 2024 Golf Business Pulse Report for the National Golf Course Owners Association, we identified and unpacked a number of insights about the staffing and labor challenges, which continue to be the most prevalent challenge confronting golf facilities across North America. And I'm happy to say that today on our show, we have James Kronk, who runs the Canadian-based consultancy and training firm, Golf Industry Guru. James, let's start with obviously you've got a lot to say about this topic, but let's start with your providing our listeners with a bit of a snapshot on your business, its origins, how you got to that place, and what you and your firm are focused on right now.
And thanks, John and David. Welcome. Thanks very much for having me. It's great to be here. And look forward to chatting about this very important topic that is on everyone's mind these days. And yeah, John, I mean, my start, I'm a golf pro by trade, a club manager by trade. And it seems like a few decades ago now, the facility that I managed was recognized by Golf Digest as having the fifth best customer service in North America. And people started reaching out to me and asking me how we did it. And to be honest, at the time, I had no idea. But I started thinking about it and doing some research into it. And that led into many years as becoming a consultant and a speaker. And I get to travel around the world talking to people really about the golf business, but more importantly, about people in the golf business. our consulting firm and our online training platform is called Golf Industry Guru with the Kronk Group. And we have an online training platform for golf clubs that literally helps leaders lead better and helps staff work better and helps a facility train their people in this challenging time. Well, a great time, but a challenging time from a people standpoint.
Yeah, no, definitely a challenging time in terms of keeping up with that great surge in participation that we've been seeing. And we've found that the industry, one of the really good things that's driven that surge has certainly been that, at least from our vantage point, the industry's really finally begun to walk the talk in terms of redefining the golf experience. They've been building an environment that is mindful of what I've been calling in a number of recent talks that I've done, a democratization of the game. And that really, you know, begets having different sets of skills and different capabilities in terms of the staff that is customer facing. Tell us what you're seeing and how that's really translating into some of the training and consulting engagements that you're working on.
Yeah, thanks. I think anyone that is in the industry realizes that the world is different than pre-pandemic and post-pandemic when it comes to people, whether that is the challenges of finding staff, whether that's the expectations of new employees now, whether that's the changing what some would say sense of entitlement of customers and members. There is a whole bunch of different, it seems, attitudes that's going on right now with people in the service and hospitality business. And so I think that's created this great opportunity and need for, as you said, managers to focus on relationships, on communication, on caring and empathy, and all of these things that need to happen to what I'd like to say, deliver our employees an ROI on their experience when they come to work for you. So there's no doubt it's a different time in leading and managing people, and the industry is needing to adapt.
James, another intriguing finding from our work has been the greater willingness and necessity for golf facility general managers to deploy a number of innovative new team building, recruiting, and staff retention strategies. What are you seeing that is particularly effective in that space today? And can you share with us some out of the box things that you're spearheading?
Yeah, you bet. You know, I mentioned, you know, this kind of focus on people, and I would say that the facilities that are being successful in creating a great culture work at it. You know, you know, not to be flippant, but I think, you know, pre-COVID and pre-pandemic, when we were all worried about discounting our green fees and about the price experience and about filling our T-sheets as best as we possibly can, no matter what it takes, we weren't always focused on the customer experience, the golfer experience. And so I think that there's a newfound interest and passion for facility owners and managers that realize that it's the connection that their staff have with the customer, the connection that they have with their employees that sets them apart, that will set them apart from the competition. I mean, the facilities that I think are doing a great job have a strategy for their people culture. You know, just like they have a mission and vision and values for their operation or for their member experience or their customer experience, they have a mission, vision, and values for their employee experience. And you know, whether that's focusing on more communication, whether that's having more flexibility, whether that's with their team, whether that's making sure that they're leaders. You know, you can't stand in the kitchen and yell at people anymore. It just doesn't work. No one wants to do dishes or cut up vegetables if they're not being treated respectfully. So I think at a very base level, David, that is something that good managers are seeing. I mean, some of the things that I love to see are creative ways to engage their team in being part of the process. And my favorite is always been one that we had many years ago and we still implement with our clients, which is general manager for the day. And it's a contest you do with your team. So, you know, you might want to come up, what's a new idea that we can improve the customer experience, or what's a new idea each month that we can do to improve the operation? And whatever employee wins the contest, they get to be general manager for the day. And so that means they show up at 10, they have coffee, then they have lunch, then they go play golf, then they have a drink on the patio, and then they go home, because that's, of course, what the average general manager does every day. That's one of my favorites. But you know, whether it's, you know, gas cards to help people pay fuel to come to work, whether it's wellness credits. I know some clubs that have wellness credits that staff earn that they can apply to anything, whether it's a gardening class or a yoga class, or it's something that they want to do to help their well-being. And you know, there's a lot of talk about mental health, a lot of talk about physical well-being, about being comfortable and safe at work, and making it creating an environment that people feel trusted and people feel engaged and involved, I think is what separates the good facilities from the bad ones.
Yeah, we've certainly heard a lot of that as well in some of our work and interviews with a lot of facility owners and general managers. And as we kind of hit towards the tail end of our conversation today, I'd love to wrap up by getting your take on obviously how that all translates into the golfer experience. And in particular, would love your perspective on what are you seeing short to medium term regarding golf facility marketing and customer care? What's working well, and where do you think general managers should focus both on the public and private side of the business?
Well, I tend to, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of person, but I will tell you that I am not as bullish on the long-term future success of golf like others talk about, John. You know, if you were broken before COVID, you're still broken. If your business didn't have a good marketing strategy, didn't have a good retention strategy, didn't have a good customer experience, didn't have a good employee experience, you didn't change any, unless you changed something in the last few years that all of a sudden has resulted in your 22% growth on your T-sheet or your membership waiting list. Other factors created those things, right? And so I think those facilities that recognize that now, with maybe a few more resources, maybe a few more fiscal resources, and they're focusing them on retention. It's all about retention. And retention comes from relationships. So retaining your key staff, getting rid of the staff that are not, shouldn't, you know, no one wants to play in a losing team. So you need to make sure your team is filled with winners, and winners like to play with other winners. And so retaining those staff that are winners, retaining those customers that are coming to visit your facility, retaining those members to make sure that they're coming one more time a month or spending $10 more in the snack bar. All of those things to me are what those successful managers are focusing on, because it's going to be very important, in my humble opinion, over the next few years, that we have retained as much of those resources, people, relationships that we possibly can. And then finish up, John, I've heard you say this before, which is a great point. Technology is now. Technology is the future. I'm going to Alberta next week to give a presentation on artificial intelligence in the golf industry. And as you like to say, and I'll copy your quote, use high tech to improve high touch, yep. Right? Use technology to allow you to create more touch points, because we're in the experience business and that's what people are looking for, are great experiences.
Absolutely. I couldn't say that better myself. It's something that I think, as you noted, is certainly going to ultimately determine who continues and sustains this wave of positivity and who perhaps slips back into a more challenging circumstance. James, always great to talk with you. As I say to every one of our guests, I know we were really just scratching the surface. So hopefully we'll have you back at some point down the line, and safe travels. And thanks so much for being on Drivers.
Absolutely. My pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And John, I'll be taking general manager for the day tomorrow. So,
okay. I won't expect anything further.
All the best, gentlemen.
Thanks.